Hare Krishna. On the sacred occasion of the disappearance day of Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, we can look at how he exemplifies the balancing of para and apara dharma. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated different lessons through different associates. So Raghunath Das Goswami was born in a devotional family. Tapan Mishra was a very virtuous and learned Brahmana, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Bangladesh, what was at that time Bengal, East Bengal, so he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to go from Bengal to Kashi, to the hotbed of Mayavad, to the headquarters of Mayavad. Prabhupada called Varanasi as the Vrindavan of the Mayavadis, where all the Mayavadis congregate and populate. So there he went and he lived there in a life of pure devotion. So maintain one's devotion in such a devotionally inimical atmosphere is difficult. But not only did he maintain his devotion, but he raised, Tapan Mishra raised Raghunath Bhatta Goswami in the principles of pure devotion. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet him in Kashi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Raghunath Goswami faithfully served him, massaging his feet, serving him food, and being a constant associate and constant servant for him whenever he was at his home. But along with that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him that to serve his parents and to faithfully serve his parents because they were devotees, but to not marry. So this instruction became the life-shaping instruction. So from there, from Varanasi, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami being inable to bear separation, came to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And from there, after serving him for several months, he went back again. And he served his parents till the end of his life. And then, after completing his duty towards his parents, he decided to devote himself completely to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. He came to Puri, stayed with him for several months, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to join the other Goswamis. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is in some ways the most mysterious and the least known of the Goswamis, because he did not write any literature, and he did not want often his name to be highlighted. So he of course attracted many people, and those who became his followers, among them one of his followers, Valdi Rajput, he built the magnificent Govinda Dev temple, which is even today after 500 years one of the most attractive, magnificent temples over there. And he exemplified the principles of pure devotion by being completely absorbed in Krishna Katha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told him to study Srimad Bhagavatam, and he became devotionally enchanting, captivating reciter of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the most complex verses he could recite. And he could recite, not just recite, but recite in captivating tunes. And he was always interested only in glorifying the Lord and not hearing the blasphemy of any devotees. And Raghunath Das Goswami exemplified complete renunciation in his later days as a Goswami. Before that, when he was Raghunath, when he was a small baby, he had a child, he demonstrated the principle of balancing para and apara dharma. And he balanced both by serving his parents and by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and harmonizing the two. So the Goswamis are the primary among the disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through their lives we can learn how we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more and more. So when we have worldly responsibilities, we balance para and apara dharma, and when we have the opportunity for single-minded focus on devotion, we grab that opportunity. And either way, just as the Ganga keeps flowing towards the ocean, we keep our heart flowing forever and ever towards the ocean, not to merge but to meet, a meeting that never ends, a meeting that is ever fresh, because every moment a devotee, by remembering Krishna and longing for Krishna and serving Krishna, is meeting Krishna and relishing the ecstasy of pure devotion thereof. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ki jai.